I'm Nick Harcourt, and I'm here backstage at the Greek with some old friends from the band Air, JB and Nicola. Thank you, first of all, for taking a minute and recording a couple of songs for us. Fantastic to see you.
Thank you to you. It's always a pleasure to be in LA.
This is the last show of the American tour, but I know that you're in the middle of a lot of stuff this year. You played in Singapore and then Sydney in Australia, and then you just finished a U.S. tour. But it's really a celebration of 20 years of this band, yes?
Yes, it's a celebration, and it has been a long time. And I guess that now, you know, we can express ourselves really well now on stage, because all these recordings, all these albums, you know, it took a while to be able to set up them right on stage. You know, we had to play it and play it again and play it again with like the with several combinations with different people. And we feel that now it's like really happening. The songs like sound really great just now. And we found the right balance with the equipment and with the right musicians. And so, I don't know, like I think that now we feel mature and we feel okay.
Nicola, maybe you can grab the microphone. I was surprised when I got here a little bit earlier on. I saw the band who I first met you with back in 1998 when you did a session for me at the other place I used to work at. And some old friends showing up tonight.
Yeah, that's our oldest friends from LA. And I remember I was before our first trip to LA, we came here to shoot the video of Kitty Watch the Stars, and I was hanging out with Thomas from Daft Punk. I was in his office, and I said, "Hey, I'm leaving to LA tomorrow." And he said, "Oh, you'll go to LA. You have to go to this shop called Black Market Music, and there's a guy who works there. He's from a band, the Mokok Book, and you have to go to see him." And so it was Brian Kihu here, and so we woke up, but we were pretty jet lagged. So we walked to Black Market. We were the only human being walking in LA that morning, and we show up at 11.
Nobody works in LA,
and so Brian was there, and so we met him because of Thomas, and then Brian introduced us to all this music scene from LA.
Yes,
it was Justin, and then we went to see Beck in the studio because of Brian. And then we met all these great musicians. And
he
then
stole half of his band.
And then the record Moon Safari started to be such a big success. And the record company said, "You have to go on tour." And then, but we were there, and we said to these guys, and we were, "Oh shit, we have to go on tour. What could we do?" And and so they said, "Okay, we could play with you. It's gonna be great." And that's how it started.
We're gonna listen to a little bit of one of the songs recorded backstage at the Greek during the band's sound check. This is a little bit of the song "People in the City." Nick Harcourt back with JB Dunkel and Niccolò Gaudin of the band Air. So over the years, if you think about when you first started and you made it was an EP at first, I believe, right? And then the first album.
Yeah.
Did you ever imagine that you would still be touring as Air, you two guys, 20 years later?
No, but in a way, you know, it's going to sound really pretentious, but in a way, I knew that, you know, there was a possibility that Air become, like, important because we were different. And but the live was hard at the beginning because we had no experience. We didn't know how to play the songs on stage. But, you know, I think that every band and every artist is a product of his audience. And I guess this is our audience that wanted us to play live. And it gave us like a lot of energy. And, you know, we learned our job as a musician to be able to reproduce what we have recorded on albums on stage. And, yeah, I mean, it's like, it's funny because, like, all the music and all the success of Air has been spread more and more in the world. I mean, it started by France and England, and then it went to US, and then it spread in Asia and in Russia and in Australia. And so the more we were touring, the more we were discovering the world.
I would like to add something, because when you ask this question, if we picture ourselves 20 years later being on stage, I remember my main concern, my obsession when I was recording, I wanted to record something timeless, you know. And now, 20 years later, the most rewarding thing for me is to see that these songs are still fresh and cool. And because this was my main concern when I was recording them 20 years ago, you know. And so that's why it's important for me to be here 20 years later on stage and to play the track, because that's for me an achievement. It was my dream to record music that will stay forever, you know. And when you're a musician, it's such a reward to achieve that dream.
I remember one of the first times I met you guys, you described yourself as 21st century hippies. and I think that the description was because you had a laptop and you could travel and you could take the music with you. That might be 15 or 16 years ago when you said that to me. And since then, things really have shifted technology-wise. Mm. How does that impact a band like Air today to be out there making a living? I mean, touring is obviously a very essential part of it.
You know, it's funny because when we went back on tour, it was 7 years later, the last tour, you know, and I can see like all the new bands now, they use computers on stage, and I think we are the last one to play everything you hear. Like, and I don't say it's better or you know, I just don't compare things, but we use all this vintage equipment, and we have like 13 keyboards on stage, and they're like older than us, you know, sometime. And it's like I feel like we are like dinosaurs.
Thanks again to the folks at the Greek Theatre for allowing us to record a little bit of Air's sound check. We're going to listen to a little piece now of the song La Femme d'Argent. It's Nick Harcourt at 88.5 KCSM. Coming back to a little bit more of my conversation with JB Dunkel and Niccolo Gaudin of the band Air. We're backstage at the Greek. It's ironic because you guys play electronic music, and most of the bands that are playing recordings or playing stuff that's already pre-programmed, they're using electronics to play what they're doing on stage, but you guys still play the synthesizers. Your drummer's a real drummer. How important is that for you to as you move forward and as you evolve?
You know, I think there is a big difference in between programming and doing electronic music, actually, because, yeah, you're right, we play with our hands and with our fingers because we need to feel the machines, and you know, they become like our fingers or like our hands. You know, it's part of our body, and we need to feel them. And the fact to really play them, you know, it's another thing. You know, it's not like programming, because when you program, actually the computer play, and it's a different feeling. I mean, when I listen to like the radio nowadays, you know, you really feel that the pulse and the rhythm of the music is given by the pulse of the machine. And we are not big fans of that. We like to feel the pulse of a human, because music is made, at the end of the day, it's made for humans. So, you know, we need the human filter, and we need like this emotion going through the music. And I think that it's hard to get it from computers. Sometimes you do, it's possible, but it's like, it's another thing, you know. We are more into like, you know, playing. We have been raised and educated by that, you know, by the classical music and by the harmonies and by melodies. And I think, yeah, I guess we're going to go on that way until until the end.
Well, one of the other things that I know you've done in recent years, because you did take some time off from touring, is you guys got involved in other things as well, like film work, composing and that kind of thing. Is that something you see yourselves doing more of?
I don't know, because I take life when I wake up in the morning. Things happen, you know, and most of the things that I did in my life have been offered to, I didn't decide to do it, you know. And so I think all my opportunities that I got comes from chance or, you know, life. I really don't plan anything, and it's very strange. But so I try to do what I feel, you know, without thinking of any consequences or any career, something like that. Life is pretty cool where we live. Basically, I don't need something else.
You still have your studio in Paris, right?
Yeah, we have the studio. Yeah. We have a big collection of instruments. Yeah. And I don't really know what's going to be the next day, you know.
And for collaborations, I know you've done a few of those lately.
Yeah, we did a song with Jean-Michel Jarre on his last album. He's a legend of music, French electronic music. And we're gonna do this show in Germany on Saturday with Kraftwerk for the departure of the Tour de France.
That's pretty cool. I was actually going to ask you about that to finish up. So after your show tonight in L.A., you leave tomorrow back to France,
yeah,
and then to
Germany Friday, yeah, yeah.
And you're playing with Kraftwerk.
Yeah, we do this show for the departure of the Tour de France, which is the big cycling race.
It's a huge race.
Yeah, you know it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And this is the only guy that can beat the rockers in regarding taking drugs, you know.
I was going to say something. I was like, no, I don't think I'll go there anymore. Yeah, I think the last time Americans were really interested in it, the guy who won it 7 times running later on was found out to be not all he was supposed to be. Our thanks again to the band Air and the Greek Theatre for allowing us to record a little bit of the group's soundcheck. We're going to listen to a little bit more of a song recorded on Sunday afternoon. This is Kelly Watch the Stars. It's 88.5 KCSN. Nick Harcourt with JB Dunkel and Niccolo Godin from the band Air. Back to our conversation backstage at the Greek. Hey, listen, it's so good personally to see you guys.
Thank you.
And professionally to actually get an opportunity to see you and hear the music. And thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.